You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Site Village Southeast in Kensington Town Hall in London. And I'm joined by Lucy from Metro Blind Sport. Lucy, could you just tell listeners a little bit about Metro Blind Sport and what you do and how you support visually impaired people to get into sport?
So Metro Blind Sport provides sport to people all across Greater London. We put on sessions in a variety of different sports, such as tennis, swimming, sailing, cricket, archery, just to name a few, each week. And we also put on one-off events. We are going to start social events as well, so please keep an eye out for that.
And I suppose it's great to have something like Metro for visually impaired people to get into sport, because it can be quite difficult as a visually impaired person to sort of make those first steps into whatever sport you want to get into.
Yeah, it can. And we are trying to reduce those barriers. So we offer a meet and greet at the station for where the activity is taking place. And a lot of the sports have been adapted. So, for example, we have a tennis ball which makes a sound and can have up to 3 bounces if you're classified as a B1, so completely blind. So, yeah, there are lots of things in place to make it as comfortable as it can be.
And also, it's a sport for everybody. It's not just people who might want to sort of have ambitions and ideas of taking part in the Paralympics. It's sport for enjoyment as well.
Yeah, so it's a great way to meet new people, just to keep fit and healthy. It's not about being, you know, a Paralympian. If you want to go for that, great. But we're open to all abilities, all ages, and it's good fun just to come and get involved and try something new.
And I know from speaking with Mike Brace, who I know quite well, that I think it's your 50th anniversary next year. What sort of plans have you got for the 50th anniversary?
It is the 50th, which is very exciting. So we do have some big plans. We are planning a big awards evening dinner in April, which will be hosted at Queen's Tennis Club. We're also hosting a big activity athletics day in June, and hopefully that will turn into a weekend. We're still in the planning process. And we've got a weekend for young people in February. And there are more plans going on, so please keep looking out for those and keeping updated.
And what do sort of visually impaired people get out of being part of Metro? What sort of people say about being part of Metro Blind Sport, and what does it give them?
I think it gives them lots of things. It helps keep them fit and healthy, but above all, people have made friends for life, really social, get to try new activities, but also get to travel the country. And some people have traveled the world through their sports. They get subsidies to do so. And also independence. It just offers so many things.
And Lucy, if listeners are interested in maybe finding more about Metro Blind Sport and maybe joining, where's the best place for them to go to find out more and take part in some of your events?
So please check out our website, which is metroblindsport.org. They can also check out our Facebook and Instagram. And please feel free to drop us an email or give us a call, and we'll be happy to help.
Well, Lucy, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me all about Metro Blind Sport.
Thank you for having me, and hope to see you at some activities.
You might. You never know.